Morning, we're Masechet Sukkah, Daf Nun Vav, and we're going to start on the Mishnah on Daf Nun Hay Amud Bet. Mishnah b'shlosha prakim b'shana ayu kol mishmerot shavot. So three times of the year, and Rashi points out over here, b'gimel prakim b'shlosha regalim. So on the shlosha regalim, we know that there were 24 mishmarot in the Beit HaMikdash, right? And that come once a week for a mishmar. That come on Shabbos and leave on Shabbos. So every Shabbos there were two mishmarot in the Beit HaMikdash. Okay, then during the regel, all the mishmarot would come. So there's a lot of work to be done, and you must remember that the way that the Kohanim, I don't think they all became rich, but the way that the Kohanim got money was part of the money was the hides, the leather hides that they'd get from the korbanot. And besides the meat, meat you can't really take home. You've got to eat inside the Beit HaMikdash. That really helped him so much. But the hides, the skins were the big thing. We'll see is that how they split the skins between all the people. But yeah, so the three things the Mishnah says that were equal between all of them, three times a year, they split equally during the regal. What was it? Be'emorei regalim. Now, most of us at least have learned the Kochi Masechta. So when we say Amorei HaRegalim, right, that should send up a warning signal, because Amorim, we know, is actually Kochim, right? That's part goes in the Mizbeach. So if you see what that means in a second. So Amorei HaRegalim, Ubechiluk Lechem HaPanim. And the Lechem HaPanim, every Shabbos, remember the 12 loaves in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKodashim. Not a kosher in the Kodesh, right? In the what do you call it? In the not the Azarim, in the Heichal. They would take out the loaves and switch them, and the Kohanim would get the bread. So on the three regalim, it was all shared between all the mishmarot. So there were 24 mishmarot in the Beit HaMikdash. They'd basically get half a loaf between them, because there were 12 lechamim. They'd get about half each. Okay, batzeret. Now the Mishnah goes back and says, on Shavuot they would say to him, Helech matzah, helech chametz. What's helech matzah, helech chametz? Rashi's over here. Look at Rashi. I skipped that actually. I think of you, Rashi's, yeah. Okay, Rashi says, Amorei regalim, he says, Be'orot shel olot. Okay, on the skins, the hides of the olot. So the olot was completely burnt. They'd skin them first, and they would get the skins. So on the regalim, they'd all share the skins of all different animals. And that came as a result of the regal. So the Shamei Chagiga and the Shok and the Chazeh, right, of these korban would be split to all the Kohenim. The Gemara's going to ask a question. What do you mean Amorim? Because like I said, Amorim implies the stuff that's burnt on the Mizbeach all through the night. Okay, ubechiluk lechem apanim. So also that, im ira Shabbat perigil. So if it turned out that Shabbos, because only would change the other day, that would only change the lechamim on a Shabbos. So if Shabbos fell during Chol HaMoed, right, or during the regal for that case, shebe Shabbat mesalkin oto mesavrin lechem achetach, they take the old ones out and bring the new ones. Kirichteh b'yom HaShabbat yarchenu, right? And so basically, they'd get the hides and they'd get the parts of the korbanot from the olot of the Kodesh, of the Chag, would be split between all the Kohanim, and the bread would be split between all the Kohanim. Now, on Atzeret being Shavuot, Kshira b'Shabbat, says Rashi, if Atzeret was on Shabbos, now then we got two things on Atzeret, because on Shavuot, remember, there's the Shtei Alechem, there's the Korban Shtei Alechem, which was one of the Korbanot of Shavuot, and that was Chametz. So they would hand out, they distribute that to the Kohanim as well. And also the Lechem HaPanim, the 12 loaves, which was matzah. And we learned that those were matzah, even though they were actually quite big there, but they weren't, it wasn't chometz. So the Lechem HaPanim was matzah, the Shtei Alechem was chametz. They'd split them out between them, not Pesach, not a problem with Isur chometz, right? But it's two different things. The question is, what's the Ikar, the chametz or the matzah? But nonetheless, on Shavuot, they would split, they'd hand them out to the Kohanim there. It was on the Shabbos, and they'd say like this, Helech matzah le chometz. Okay, so here's your matzah, here's your chometz. See the order? First the matzah, the chometz, that's going to be relevant later on in the Gemara. Then the Gemara, Mishnah Keren says, Mishmar shezmano kavua. So if it happened, look, any time there's a regal, there's going to be, during that regal as well, one of the Mishmarot would have been the Enya. So that's the Mishmar Kavua. The Mishmar who would have been even if it wasn't Yom Tov, that's called Mishmar Kavua. As Rashi says over here, Shizmar Kavua, Shaya Mishamesh B'Shabbat Zo, Shah Regel Khal Betocha. Right, they would have been there on that Shabbos anyhow, that week that the regel falls. So those guys, it's basically like their job that week. Who makriv tamidin? He makriv the korban atamid. The darim v'nedavot. Look at Rashi. Makriv kisharei einam bishvil haregel. Anything that's not read to the regel is done by the regular mishmar who would have been there anyhow. Okay, because there's certain things that happen in the Bar Mitzvah every single day. So all those daily occurrences which would have happened without the regel are done by the guys who would have been there anyhow. And including Nedarim and Nedavot, what do they mean Nedarim and Nedavot? Guys who brought Korbanot, a Korban Nedar and Nedavot, which they had made before, and Shed Nadru and Nadru Kol HaShana, during the rest of the year, Umakrivot HaMachshava, and it just suited them to bring it now while they came on Aliyah LaRegel. It was a good time to take up your other stuff with you. Right? So, Ein Shar HaMishmarot Zochin Bahim. The other guys, the other 23 Mishmarot, have got nothing to do with this. Why? Rashi says, important Claudia. She'ein Zochin Ela Chovot She'machmat HaRegel. The other 23 mishmarot who wouldn't have been there if it wasn't for the regel, the only thing that they're entitled to is stuff for the regel. So things which were daily occurrences, if a guy's bringing a neder or a davan, just happened to be on the regel, that only goes to the kohen who would have been there anyhow. Now, I'm not sure this, I'm sure that the people that there's a machloket here, I'm seeming to remember that it's not so straightforward. And yeah, that's how our Mishnah seems to conclude. There's one I mentioned, Ezra, I didn't see early on. Yesterday, I forgot, actually mentioned the shir was in Shvat your father, but I did add it on before and we edited the shir, and it's added in and published. Okay, just want to let you know. All right. Now, we spoke about it before we started recording, but then when we got to recording, I actually realized that I forgot to mention. All right. Okay, Gemara. So now the Gemara is like, Emorei Regalim. Well, what is Emorei Regalim? Shel Gavo Aninu. Are the Emorim for Gavo, they belong to Hashem. They go on the Mizbayach. What do you mean they're distributing them to the Kohanim, that they're equal between all the Kohanim during the regal? The Gemara says, no. Emorei HaKohanim, I regret, is a bit of a misnomer. Amar Rav Chisda, Ma She Amur V'Regalim. Okay, so he says over here that it's not Amor, like in the Amorim, like we understood, but it's basically what's mentioned about the regal, right? Amorim by regal, what's spoken about the regal, the things that are unique to the regal. Those are the things that are spoken about. Those are spoken between them, not the Amorim that are burnt on the Mizbeach. Tara Rabbanan, the Gorings are bright. Minayin shekol mishmarot shavot b'Emorei HaRegalim. Right, so how do we know, where do we know it from that this is the case, that on the regal they split up all the mishmarot, Talmud Lomar, Uba b'chol avat nafsho, v'shiret. Now, this v'shiret over here, be honest with you, the pasuk is, so here in Perek Yudches, v'chi yavo alevi mechar sharecha. Just out of interest, it says Yavachiavo Halevi, right? And we're discussing Kohanim. So the Rambam is actually the one I thought in the stands out that he mentions here. The Rambam says it's Pashut that it's a Kohen when he mentions Halevi, because nowhere do we find that the Levi'im had to eat anything of Kedusha in Harabait, in Yerushalayim, etc. So it's Pashut that we're speaking about the Kohen. When we talk about the Levi, we talk about the Levi, Yavo Halevi Machar Sharecha, Mikosh Ashiru Garsham, Uva Bechol Avat Nafsho El HaMakom Ashir Yivchar Hashem. And then the passage says, "V'sheret b'shem Hashem Elokav, k'chol echad levi'im amdim shabli v'Hashem, chelik echelik yochelu levad b'mkrav al avot." Okay, so we're talking here. We mentioned levi'im. We're mentioning here the kohanim. The idea here is the kohanim that came in eight. So the pasuk says, "How do we know that they equalize the stuff that's all equal on the regal?" So it says, "B'chol avat nafsho v'sheret, yachol af b'shay mot shenaken. Can any kohen b'chol avat nafsho?" Can a kohen just arrive at Harabait, decide, you know what, I want to go work tomorrow at Harabait, happy, I'm going to be in a teal near Jerusalem, instead of just going for nothing, I'll go spend a day working at Harabait, I'll eat a bit of the korbanot, and I'll get some leather, and I'll hides, and I'll pay for my trip. Right, Talmud Lomar, me'echad sha'arecha. What does it mean, me'echad sha'arecha? Look at Rashi, second last lines at the bottom there. Reisha Dekra, the beginning of the pasuk says, v'chiavo levi me'echad sha'arecha, from one of your gates. This is like where he learns it. What does it mean, be'echad? Kol Yisrael nichnasin b'sha'arechad. Klomar be'ir achat. When all of Yisrael come to the same, through the gate into the same city, meaning on Aliyah HaRegel. So it's unique to Aliyah HaRegel. Be'echad sha'arechad lo amati ele b'sha'a she'kol Yisrael nichnasin b'sha'arechad. That is the limud over there. So it's only during the regal the Kohanim are all new. Just by the way, we know that the Kohen Gadol, on the other hand, he could do whatever he wants, right? The Kohen Gadol hasn't got a mishmar. The Kohen Gadol isn't limited. He can, any korban that he wants, he can go in and do. He's got like the right of first refusal on anything, the Kohen Gadol. Okay. Now, the Mishnah then carried and said, "Bechiluk lechem apanim." We saw this well, that they equal, that they basically all the Kohanim split it up. So it brings the right Tanah Banan, Minayin Shekol Mishmarot Shavot Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. Where do we know that? Rashi says, "Aviyah Minayin Shekol Mishmarot Shavot Beregel Bechiluk Lechem Apanim." It's interesting. Rashi obviously never had the same version of the Gemara that has. Because you look at our Gemara, if you look at the last, very look at the last line, even though you don't look at Rashi's normally. This is not looking at Rashi now. This is a separate exercise. Look at the Rashi. Look at the very last line of Rashi on the Gemara, on the page. It says, Minayin Shekol Amishmerot Shavot Beregel Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. And now look at the very last line on the Amud. It says, Minayin Shekol Amishmerot Shavot Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. All right, Rashi's done is adding the word Beregel. So Rashi would have known just adding the word regular and leave out Bechiluk Lechem Apanim. It's obvious. Rashi probably never had his gears. Rashi's gears of his Gemara said, "Minayin Shekol Amishmerot Shavot," full stop. And that Bechiluk Lechem Apanim, the editor already added in according to the Rashi. We see it often. There's another Zachary Garcina, but that seems to be what's happened over here. Okay. Talmud Lomar, so where do we know that? That Kolim Shavot Shavot Bechiluk Lechem Apanim, Talmud Lomar, and Chelek. This is the continuation of the Psukim, by the way. The pasuk which we just saw now was V'chiyavol Evi Mechal Shechem Bekol Yisrael Bebal Elvat Nafshol Makom. It says V'sheret B'Shem Elokav V'chol Tzeh. It says Chelek Kechelek Yochelu. Right, and that's the third pasuk there. So we had the pasuk, we had Vav, then Zayin was V'sheret, and now in Parak Yud Chet, pasuk Chet is Chelek Kechelek Yochelu Levad Mimkrab Al Avot. Of course, Zavya Chelek Kechelek Yochelu. What does it mean, Chelek Kechelek Yochelu? Kechelek Avodah Kachelek Achila, Kechelek, that's what the pasuk says, Chelek Kechelek. Just like they've got part of the Avoda, so too they get part of the Achila. Look at Rashi there. Batrei, Kechelek, Batrei. Right, next pasuk, Dahu Krad Le'elkativ. This is the previous pasuk. Talk about regal. We're speaking about regal. We know it's about the regal. Now the pasuk says, Kechelek, Kechelek, Kechelek. They split it equally, just like split the work, so too they split the Achila. The word is Umay Achila. Right? What is this Achila we're speaking about? Right? What do you mean? Ilan a korbanot. If you're going to tell me that, because what's the chiddush here? So what are we speaking about eating? Ilan a korbanot. We had to know. We learned about korbanot, right? Because the pasuk says la kohen makriv ota lo tiye. So call me the korban. We got a pasuk for korban. We know that the kohanim will work, that they get the korbanot. So it was ela lechem apanim. That's the chiddush lechem apanim. Look at Rashi. It's tzarich l'ravuya. There's a reason he had to come and explain extra. She'ein bo shum avodot lechem. What's the chiddush? With regards to the korbanot, it's pashut that they get the korbanot. Why? Because they did the avoda. See, they're sharing in the work. That's chelek kechelek. The avoda, they're going to get korban, they're going to eat. So it's pashut. If they were doing the work, they're going to eat. So because that's chelek kechelek. Just like they worked, they shared in the workload, so they're going to share in the eating of the work. But that's where we've learned that. So what's this pasuk coming to give us the extra chiddush? Because if it's just the korban, we know about it. The pasuk here, the chiddush is lechem apanim. And Rashi adds, why was it necessary to include lechem apanim? She'ein bo shum avodot lechem. The kohanim, who are there now for the regel, had nothing to do with the work for the lechem because it was all done last Shabbos. They weren't involved in the avodah. So maybe they shouldn't be involved in the eating. Right? She'kvar naseit avodato mishabbat she'avra. So maybe they haven't got a chelik in it. I guess that's why. Lechem apanim. The question is, yachol ha'pechovot ha'ba'ot shelo machmat ha'regel b'regel? So maybe in look at this Rashi here, that there would be zoche. It says, yachol af chovot. Right? In other words, that they would be zoche, they'd be able to benefit from all the things that happen during the regel, which are not specifically related to the regel, because lechem apanim, already we've seen that they're getting it, and they weren't part of it. And it's not coming because of the regular, it's only coming because of Shabbos. And this happens to be a coincidence that the Shabbos falls in the regular and they happen to be there. There's nothing about it. So maybe we can say, voila, the Kohanim are there now during the regular, sharing everything. But the Mishnah we saw a second ago, the Mishnah said, no, that the only entitled to stop is Bachmat HaRegel. This is the Gemara. Right? Shalom Bachmat HaRegel. Right? Talmud Lomar, Levad Mim Karav Al Avot. Look at Rashi. Chutz Mima She Karo Avot Zeh, Mach She Machru Avot Zeh Lazeh. What does it mean? Shemachru avot zelaze, that their fathers sold one to the other. So the Gemara immediately says, "Ma machru avot zelaze." What did they sell? What was it? Got a trade going on there? Were they selling to each other? What's going on? says, Ani b'shabbati v'ata b'shabbatcha. It was already a long tradition that the Kohanim agreed amongst themselves. You've got your regular, you got your mishmar, mister, and I got my mishmar. I won't take from your mishmar. You don't take from my mishmar. So therefore, lechem apanim seems to be like extraterritorial, but everything else that takes place during the mishmar is mine. What takes place during your mishmar is yours. And if there's a regel, you're entitled to share in stuff which came as a result of the regel, but only what came in as a result of the regel. Anything which was normal occurrence of the Beit HaMikdash and are not regel related, sounds quite nice, regel related, right, is not yours. And that's the idea, that's the deal. And that is what we saw. Okay. So now the Mishnah carries on and says, the Mishnah we saw, Batzeret Omelo Helach, right? We saw there that we said that you take your matzah and then the chometz, right? Matzah came first, correct? Helach, matzah. What was the Mishnah? Mishnah said, Batzeret Omelo Helach, matzah, the chometz, right? So take matzah and then the chometz. So it was Itmar, the Machlok Lavarayim, Rav Amar. We'll see how this is related in a moment. But we see here that matzah and chometz, right? Okay, just a little bit of background. Make it easy to see how it fits in. So matzah is every Shabbos, right? Because that is the lechem apanim. And chometz is the shtei alechem. That happens once a year. And we've got a klal. We see coming up in the Gemara, tadir b'sheno tadir, tadir kodem. Whatever is more regular takes precedence. So really, what's more regular? More regular is the lechem apanim, which is the matzah, and the chometz is shtei lechem. It happens once a year. So the order should be matzah first, and then chometz. So on that, the Gemara gets involved in a separate discussion. Itmar Rav Amar Sukkah v'achar kach zman. So now in our kiddush, I think it's talking about kiddush. Does Rashi actually mention kiddush? But I think I saw, and Steinsaltz mentioned in it spoke about kiddush. Sukkah v'achar Rashi says, "Mi shelo birech shechiyanu basiata sheata asuya v'omedet." So interesting. Remember, we saw machloket about when you make a brocha. We actually paskin you make a brocha in the sukkah. Remember, not when you're building the sukkah. But Rashi actually seems to say over here that if you had a sukkah which already stayed, you didn't make a shechiyanu in the sukkah. Tanya Perek Levarav early on, "Keshenichras leshem mevarech shtai." So when you walk into the sukkah for the first time, you make two brochas: sukkah and zman. So leshem sukkah and shechiyanu. So Rav says, first make the brocha on Sheva Sukkah, and then you make a brocha of Shechiyanu. That's what Rav says. Rav Bar Barchana Amar, Zman Vachach Sukkah. So he says, first you make the Shechiyanu, and then you make, he says, Amar Zman, and then Sukkah. Why? Look at Rashi. That's how the Gemara says that. Sorry, Rav Amar Sukkah Vachach Zman. So Rav says, first you make sukkah, and then you make zman. Why? Chiyuva diyom adif. Because he says that what is the reason that, what's today? Today is sukkahs. And therefore, there's a chiyuv of the day. And we want to recognize the day. So therefore, we make sukkah. And Rav Bar Barchana says, no, zman. You make shechiyanu first. Why? V'chakach sukkah. What's his reason? Tadir v'shilo tadir. Tadir kodem. Right? It seems to make sense to us that you want to make a brocha on Shechiyanu. Because we often make Shechiyanu. Shechiyanu is not only once a year like Sukkah. Shechiyanu comes along all the time. We make Shechiyanu on three regalim. We make Shechiyanu on Rosh Hashanah. We make Shechiyanu on anything. We make Shechiyanu. Right? So Shechiyanu seems to be Tadir. The Gemara says like this. Leimer Rav v'Rabbi Bar Barchana. Remember, Rav says that the Chiyuva de Yoma. And Rabbi Bar Barchana says Tadir v'shino Tadir. In Masechet Menachot and Masechet Brachot, we saw in Masechet Shabbos after on Kaf Bav. Okay, we learned the klal. We learned that Rav Halakha Karav beisurei bechol Hashas, that in all Isurim, the halachas always like Rav in the whole of Shas, bar mihanet klat. There were three halachas that there was exceptions to we saw in Shabbos. Okay, and Sukkah Zman, but I don't know if this isn't really probably called Isurei. So but I would imagine that the halacha would be like Rav. But let's just try and see how the Gemara learns it out. So the Gemara says, "Leima that Rav v'Rabbi Barchana v'plukta debayit Shabbos v'hilal kemiflegai." That there machloket tadir v'shlo tadir, if that takes precedence, or in yada de yoma chiyuva de yoma, is the same machloket as a tanaik machloket Rabbi Hillel met Shama. The Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara in Masechet Brachot, which we learn any Masechet Pesachim, dvarim shbeimet Shama v'hilal besuda. Remember that parak? We had a whole parak, right? So Beit Shama Omrim, Mevarech Alayom, Machach Mevarech Alayayin. So Beit Shama is saying, first make a bracha on the day. So we can already see, sounds similar to Rav, right? Rav says, because of Chiyuva de Yoma, of Sukkah. Over here, Omri, Mevarech Layayin, Vachak of Varech Layayin. So you make a brocha on the Borei Pri Agafen, and then you make a brocha on the day itself. Like I say on Shabbos. But Shem, Omri, Mevarech Layayin, Vachak of Varech Layayin. Why? Shayom Gorem Layayin Sheavo. Why are we having a course of wine? Because of the day. Look at Rashi. Sheim lo mipnei kiddush. There wasn't kiddush for Shabbos. Lo ayah niskak lekos. We have to have a kos. So the whole reason we got a kos is because of Shabbos. If it makes sense to make a broch on Shabbos first. And Rav saying it makes sense to make a broch on Sukkah first. V'kvar kidesh hayom, says Rav. The day has already happened on its own. Look at Rashi. Klomar v'ot tamachin. There's two reasons. The one is because the yayin gorem leyom, the yom gorem leyayin shabbos. The day is the cause of the whole celebration, and also he says over here, Beit Sham, another reason. There are two reasons. We, at first, it seems like there's one reason, but actually adds in there's two reasons that the day has already happened. Va'adai lo yayin lo ba. Wow, Shabbos is already in. Already when we said Mizmor Shalom Shabbat or whatever was Kabbalat Shabbat, and now you only say Kiddush later on. And it's really Shabbos, and you've ignored Shabbos. How can you skip over Shabbos and make the broch on the wine and not recognize the Shabbos? Rashi says, "Kish shekadesh yom me'alav, mishachashav negodok va'adayin the yain lo balefai he'ne the wine yet." Ubehidal says, "No, Hillel omrim mevarech ala yain first on the wine va'achar kechorech la yom." Why? Because he says, "Yeah, shehayain gorem lekidusha." Because if you never had wine, you're not going to make kiddush. Now you're all going to say to me, "Ah, but if you've got bread, you can also make kiddush." So Rashi already thought of that answer. Rashi, if you never had one, lo yayin, if you never had one, lo yayin mekadesh bichtistam, v'uadin nami lemekash lapat, and so do you making kiddush on the bread. Right? Magdim b'kad apat, you also say the bracha of pat first like yayin, mihata the same reason, she'apat b'mkom ha'yayin. She'te'amer, right? She'ayayin gorem lekiddusha she'te'amer, the one's causing the kiddush. And davar acher, so now we had two reasons to Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai said the first thing was that the day is what causes the kiddush, and it's already and the second reason was the day has already happened. He also said the first thing is because without the cup of wine, you're making kiddush. And davar acher, another reason is birkat hayayin tadira, or birkat hayom ena tadira, tadir v'sheno tadir, tadir kodem. So the same reason is avia, because he says you drink wine on a frequent basis, you make kiddush only once a week, and therefore, wine comes first. Okay, so we see a similar idea here between Rav and Rav Baruch Hanna. So Gemara is like this: Leimer Rav the Amar Kabbalat Shammai. Let's say that Rav, who said the Rashi is Chovat Yom Adifa, we go after the day, is better, more preferable than Tadir, right? Is Kabbalat Shammai. The Rav Baruch Hanna and Amar Kabbalat Hillel. Rav Baruch Hanna and Rabbi said Rav Kabbalat Hillel, who says Tadir. So the question is now: what's more preferable? What comes first? Or the fact that it's Tadir. In other words, today is Yom Tov, and therefore I should recognize that, or today is Shabbos, or because of Tadir. So when I say that Rabbi Bar Bachana says Tadir, and Rav says no other day. So Amalach Rav. So now, Gemara starts saying, how would Rav and Bar Bachana each defend each other and say, no, you can't pigeonhole me and say, I'm like Behilo Beit Shammai, because it's Sefer Machlok, and even Beit Shilu Beit Shammai would agree with me under those circumstances. It's like, Amar, Ani the Amre. So Rav says, you're telling me that it's Beit Shammai? No, Beit Hillel would agree with me under these circumstances. Why? Ad kaloka amar amre Beit Hillel hatam. Hillel then Shabbos said that the yayin comes first. Why? Sheyayin gorem lekiddusha she'te'amer. Because there, without the wine, you wouldn't have kiddush. Aval hacha. But you have to go to Sukkah. Ilav zman. Mi lo amrinan Sukkah. Right, look, Rashi, he loves sukkah. Sorry, he loves man. If you weren't making a shechianu, let's assume that you'd already made a shechianu, according to the way Rashi explained it first when you built the sukkah. Or let's assume that it's the second day of sukkah, so you already made a shechianu, or you're going to make a broch on the sukkah. So, in other words, the time there is not relevant, he says. Therefore, the sukkah is what's important. Therefore, you make a broch on sukkah, because even if you wasn't a shechianu to be made, you're always going to make the broch of sukkah. That's what I'm in sukkah. So that's why he would say, Beit Hillel over there, you're right. Beit Hillel there spoke specifically about Shabbos, where the Kiddush and the Shabbos were intertwined. But yeah, the Broch on Sukkah could happen on its own without a Shechianu. So why make Shechianu an issue? Rabbi Baruch Hanna Amalach, he would say the same thing. He says, you want to tell me that I'm only according to Beit Hillel? I'll say good news for you. Even Beit Shammai would agree with my Shita. Why? Because Ad Kalo Amr Beit Shammai Hatam, there in Shabbos, what was Beit Hillel's reason? El Shayom Gorem Leyain Sheavo. It was because of the day, because Shabbos came in, you have to make Kiddush. Aval hacha, ilav sukkah, milo minan zman. But yeah, if it happens to be sukkahs, let's say for whatever reason, look, let Rashi explain it. Ilav sukkah, Rashi says, ilav yeshivat sukkah, milo minan zman. If a guy wasn't sitting in the sukkah, let's say it's first night sukkahs, and he's not sitting in the sukkah, for whatever reason, Rashi says, yeah, kagon hocheb drachim. A guy who's on a journey. The pturi minas sukkah. He's part from sukkah. So he's traveling now. He doesn't have to be in a sukkah. He's in a hotel, first night sukkahs. So Rashi says, yeah, what? The pturi minas sukkah. Or minzman, mishfilam oed. He still says a shechianu. The words, Rabbi Barachana says, there, Beit Shama says, you're right, because of the day. But shechianu in the sukkah is not because of the sukkah. Shechianu in the sukkah is because of sukkahs. Not the sukkah, because of the chag. Kemo b'shar regalim, nachon shavuot, that's in the sukkah, you make shechianu. On Pesach, that's in the sukkah, you make shechianu. If you don't eat matzah, you make shechianu. So he said, what's the connection? It's not the same achloket at all. You can't compare one to the other. Milo min hazman. Okay. So the Gemara now wants to try and prove, we've seen now that we couldn't really prove this b'chlo b'hilo b'et shamai as a source for Rabbi Bar Chana. But the underlying machloket of Rav and Rabbi Bar Chana is what's preferable, tadir, right, or the inyan itself. So the Gemara brings, okay, let's try and solve this machloket from our Mishnah. In our Mishnah we said, ba'atzeret omelo, on atzeret, what do you say to him? On Shmini Atzeret, on Shavuot, say, helech matzah lechamet. You say, here, take the matzah, and then you say, take the chamet. Now, what is the matzah? The matzah is lechem apanim. And what are we on? We're on Shmini Atzeret, which happened to be Shabbos. So maybe it should be the chag. Right? V'ha'achet the chamet ikar. Here, on the regular, the chamet is the ikar. Why is the chamet the ikar? Because according to Beit Shammai, chovat hayom. What's chovat hayom on Shavuot? The shnei alechem, the chometz. Right? Umatze tafel. And the matzah is second issue shel Shabbat Sheavra, because really we're eating Shabbos, this lechem apanim, the Shabbos, but it's not from the Shabbos, it's not the lechem apanim of Shabbat HaRegel. It's last week's Shabbos. Last week's lechem was made last week. It's nothing to do with the regel. It just happens to be that 8 days later we eat the bread. It's nothing to do with the regel, and yet we still say chometz first. Uktani helach matzah la chometz, tiyuv to the Rav. So we want to say, this is tiyuv to the Rav. That we say tadir v'sheno tadir. Right, look at Rashi. Umatzah tafel shu shel Shabbat Shavra. Uktani de parig matzah Rashi. First give out the matzah. Alma tadir adif says Rashi. So Amalach Rav. Rav said no. This is the machlok Tanayim. Tanayi. The Tanya helech matzah lechometz. Abba Shaul omer helech chometz helech matzah. He says not so pashut. He says there's a machlok Tanayim. Only Tanakam says helech chometz first and then take matzah. But Abba Shaul says, right, tonight, Helech Matzah, that Tanakama says take Matzah first, Abba Shaul says take Chometz first. So Rav wants to say it's not so pashut. Okay, but I think that at the end of the day, Amishnah includes the Darash of Nachman Barav Chizda, he says like this, Lo Kedivrei Rav, the Aloch is not like Rav, who says, Sukkah Vacharkach Zman, that you first make Brochon Sukkah then Zman, El Zman Vacharkach Sukkah. So Rav Nachman Barav Chizda, he taught that the aloche is not like Rav, the aloche is like Rav Bar Chana. V'Rav Sheshet, right, Rav Idi Amar, he said, no, sukkah v'achar kach zman, he paskened like Rav. And the Gemara says, v'hilcheta sukkah v'achar kach zman, he's aloche like Rav. So you first make l'shei basukkah, and you make a shechianu, so bottom line is, aloche is like Rav, and the klalim seem to fit in. Okay. The Mishnah Karen said, mishmar shezmano kavua, right, remember that they get. Taloch the Mishnah. Mishmar shezmano kavua chelushak. So the Gemara says like 2 yemak. If you look in the Mishnah, the Mishnah had like a whole lot of things. The Mishnah said like this: Umishmar shezmano kavua, hu makriv temidin darim ravot ushar korbanot zibur, hu makriv et hakol. So it first says makriv temidin the darim ravot, and then it says v'shar korbanot zibur, and then it says hu makriv et hakol. So there are two like extras that are added in here. So the Gemara is like it's latuye mai. So what is that? The call shards a korbanot. It says latuye par halem davar shel tzibur. Now remember, par halem davar is if the Beitin made a paskin halacha which was wrong, and there was a mistake, and they bring the par halem davar. when they forgot the halacha. What Rashi mentions over here, im ira bahen beregel, specifically if there was a par halem davar as a mistake that happened during the regel, she'avru aveira borat beitin. Beitin made a the kohanim made a psak on something to do with the regel which was wrong. Then they were all sharing that as well. And then the Mishnah also said, v'umakrivet akol. And everything else, the Gemara says, Latuya. What do you mean, Elakol? What's it, everything else coming in, tell us? Latuya, Keitza Mizbeach. Remember, Keitza Mizbeach, Rashi explains it at length, but we know what it is. Keitza Mizbeach, there were monies left over, like all things, if a kuppa was pasul for whatever moment, they went out to Mistav and they sold it, put money into a kupai, the Beit HaMikdash. There was money left over there, kept all the monies when there was no korbanot on the Mizbeach. They wouldn't want the Mizbeach to be idle. The Kohani would go and take money out of these kupot, and they would bring korbano to get the Mizbeach busy. That's called cake, like a dessert of the Mizbeach. That as well would be split by all the other Kohanim. Okay, Madnid, new Mishnah. Yom Tov. Is this, you know, I was really excited about these ridiculous things. I think this is the last Mishnah of the Perek. Yeah. The last Mishnah of the Perek. Yom Tov Samuch LeShabbat. So now, Yom Tov Samuch LeShabbat. Either it could be Erev Yontif before Shabbos or the Yontif or the Shabbos after Yontif is finished. Let's mention that. Baymid Fnei Bein Lacharia. Right? So it doesn't matter which one it is. Rashi is over here. We'll see in the Gemara Shechal Yom Tov Lacharia. If Yom Tov falls after Shabbos, so let's say Yom Tov is Sunday. Okay? So the Lo Havelei Shabbat Shabbat Chag. It wasn't Shechal Yom Tov Lacharia. The Lo Havelei Shabbat Shabbat Chag. אפילו אחי הויל וצריכים להקדים ביתן מיום שבת בשביל יום טוב, שבשבת לא יוכלו לבוא, חוקין בלחם הפנים. So this is the Kohanim, Yom Tov was going to be straight away on the Sunday. And they couldn't get there. They had to get to the regal, they'd be there for the regal. They couldn't come on the Sunday, they couldn't come on Shabbos, because they couldn't drive, so they had to come on Friday. So they arrived before. Now suddenly, these poor Kohanim, they waited their whole, to whatever time it is to get their Mishmar, and they're now going to have the Mishmar on their own, and boom, they've got 23 other Mishmarot land on them, Erev regal. Right? So now he says over there, Chokin Belechem Apanim. Doesn't matter, even though it's not yet the regular, that Shabbos, you got all the Kohanim there, they share the Lechem Apanim for that Shabbos as well. V'chein, says Rashi, Imchal Shmini Lefanea Be'er Shabbos. If the eighth day of Yontif, of Sukkah, Shmini Atzeret, was Erev Shabbos, right? Avapi She'ena Shabbat V'toch HaChag, even though we're not talking about a Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Chokin Bo Hoyel Lo Yuchlo Lechet. So too, they're all there for Sukkahs, and Shmini Atzeret is Friday, they can't leave on Friday. So they're all stuck there now for the whole of the whole of Shabbos. They treat it as in the chag, if it's part of the regular as well. And they share, what we saw in the Mishnah, they split all the stuff. For the regular, they would split the lechem apanim with them on Shabbos as well. Not in the Amorim, right? Not in the Orot and all the other stuff. Only in the lechem apanim. Now what happens if there's a day between? What happens if Shmini Atzeret is on a Thursday and there was a Friday and they could have gone if they wanted, could have got home in time. Or if Yontif was on a Monday and they could have come on a Sunday, just it wasn't convenient because it's a long way to go. So if they would have to leave home on a Friday, on Thursday, leave Thursday night, and remember they've got to sleep over. So remember we said that they've got to sleep over on the Motzei Chag. So the earliest they could leave is Friday morning, and it might be more than a day's walk to get home. So the guy, no, I'm not going to make it home. So, you know, I'll stay here for Shabbos. Spend another Shabbos in the Beit HaMikdash and I'll go home on Sunday. Right? Or they couldn't get there in time. Let's say that it was Shabbos and then Monday was Yontif and they wouldn't get there in time. So they'd go before Shabbos to get there in time. Right? Mishmar Shezmano Kavua. So the Mishmar, who would have been there anyhow, it's their week. Hayano tell Eser Chalot. They would take 10 out of the 12. Vamitakev no tell Shtayim. And the other guys who were there for not the just because they couldn't make it, they would get 2 as opposed to 6. Right? So now imagine you've got 10 going to 1 Mishmar and 2 Chalas being divided up between all the other Mishmarot who came early or were stuck there late. It might be all the Mishmarot, it might be some of the Mishmarot, whatever the case was. Ubeshar Yemot HaShana, and on a regular Shabbos, says the Mishnah, when it's not a Yontif, and it's just the Mishmar, was there 2 Mishmarot there every Shabbos, because they changed God. So then they split it equally. So then every Shabbos comes in again. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Hanichnas otel sheva, vayotzen otel chamesh. He says, always a difference. The incoming Mishmar, they take 7, and the outgoing Mishmar take 5. Now, at the end of the day, it balances out, right? So it all comes out in the wash, because the guys that came in last week, they got 7. They came in this week, they get 5. The guys that come in this week get 7. The guys, and next week, they get 5. So it's not like they aren't getting the stuff. Right? On the assumption that it's just a regular Shabbos, there's no yontif around. And then, anichnasin chokin b'tzafon, the kavod seems to be in the north. Remember, most of the korbanot, the kochim are done in the north of the Azara. That's in the northern part. And also the north is closer to the entrance, where they come in through the west. It's actually not true that, eh? Because the south also coming. They come in the west. It's north-south. I don't know. I mean, I think I read something in Steinsaltz or something. Somebody take a look over there. I think he tried to explain, I think, what did the Rashash, who said that the north was connected to the entrance or something. But now that I think about it, it doesn't actually seem to make sense to me. And it says, look at Rashi, it's a magid, that everyone would see that the tzafon is the more ikar, the new guys coming in, right? Okay, the north is where the kochei kochim are. And they do it they split up their bread and eat it in the south. Everyone can see they're on their way out. Okay. So now we see, as a rule, inside north, outside south. Bilga, this is one of the Mishmarot. Rashi's over here, Bilga, I think Rashi mentions Bilga. Bilga Shema Mishmara, one of the Mishmarot. Lo'olam choleket bedarom. They always eat their challahs in the south. And look at Rashi, if they're coming in, why? Knasu, this was a fine, a punishment. Shekansua, we've seen the Gemara, why they were penalized. The Tabatak Fua. And what Tabatak, Rashi says, they are kafta de tabota yubazar. Remember, there are 24 rings there on the northern side of the Mizbeach, where they would shech the animals. They put, lie them down and tie them, kick them with that ring. But makom beit mishpachan keneged eshrim v'amishvot. So each mish, there were 24. Each mishmar had their own ring which they would use. But you know, by avnei mishpachan, they were fitted to the floor. But tavo p'tuchah mitzadichal v'ufchal lemal. They would open the one side, and you could machnis tzohar tzavar b'hem l'tuchah, and they put the animals naked to it. V'chazer v'fech p'tuchah l'tuchah, and they lock it. But tabat shel bilgah forever. Bilgah's tabat was locked. They couldn't use it. They couldn't open up. They were forced to borrow somebody else's tabat. This was basically like also gnai. So it was basically like a stain on them that they couldn't use their own lock. And also, the chalonastuma. Chalona means like a cupboard or a cubicle. So Rashi says, was locked up. Remember inside, Rashi says, if you remember that when you went into the Kodesh HaKodashim, as you walked in, there was like that ulam, the chamber, like that entranceway. And we saw pictures, diagrams, like in the walls built out. And then the Kohanim would leave their knives. Remember? Rashi says, the Rambam said a little bit different. So in the Shtadlers, he says there they're talking about where they would keep their clothes. That the cupboards where they'd keep their big day kahuna were locked up and they were forced to use somebody else's cupboards. So bottom line is the Kohan. Have we got pictures of it?
Yeah.
Nice. So picture 540, you can see all the 24 locks on the floors. And here. Is there were like those, you can see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 12, 18, 24. There are 24 of those little locks in the walls. I expect them to be a little bit bigger. We've seen other diagrams a little bit bigger. And they would keep, according to Rashi at least. I wonder if he brings Rambam. No, he doesn't. So according to Rashi, that was it. The 24 windows where they keep their knives. Cool. Okay.
What are the windows for?
It means like a fancy restaurant. The chef has got their own set of knives. They don't like you to touch their knives. They've got a vegetable knife and a fruit knife and a meat knife and a bread knife. And all you go into these fancy restaurants, the chef has like his own box of knives. The Mishmarot had their own box of knives. Don't use my knives. So they were punished and they basically couldn't have their own lock and they couldn't have their own check. Okay, so the Gemara now asks a question. My milfaneo, my lachar. What do we mean when we said over here that Yom Tov HaSamuch LeShabbat, this Yom Tov Bein Mil Faneo Bein Lecha before and after. Ilei Me Lefanea Yom Tov Rishon, Ilei Me Lefanea, if you're going to say beforehand, so Yom Tov Rishon, La'acharea, if you want to see them in lefanei Yom Tov Rishon, that before it was Yom Tov Rishon, meaning that Shabbos happened before Yom Tov Rishon, and la'acharea Yom Tov Acharon, and we want to say that after Shabbos, the last day of Yom Tov, Hainu Shabbat Shebetochag, Rashi says, then we talk about Shabbos Chol HaMoed, because you've got lefanei, before it is Yom Tov Rishon, and afterwards is Yom Tov Acharon. So what's before Shabbos? We're speaking about Chol HaMoed, because Yom Tov Rishon is before and Yom Tov Acharon is after. So it can't be that. It makes out that Shabbos Chol HaMoed. And Lefanea Yom Tov Acharon. So he says, no, Lefanea is Yom Tov Acharon. Before the Shabbos is the last day of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is finished and now we're coming into Shabbos. So before the Shabbos is the last day of Yom Tov, and now they're stuck, they can't get away. And La'acharea, and after Shabbos, is Yom Tov Rishon. Okay? And La'acharea, Yom Tov Rishon. So work there for Shabbos, because they're going into Yom Tov. They're coming out for Yom Tov. So it's a little bit different. So it's not, right, that's what it means. So let's go over again. Right? Lefanea, Yom Tov Acharon. In other words, the last day of Yom Tov was before Shabbos, let's say Friday. And La'acharea is Yom Tov Rishon, and Yom Tov Rishon will be on Sunday. That's what we're talking about. And now they're stuck there for Shabbos. So my time goes to my time. He said, because these guys now want to get there early, because Yom Tov starting on Sunday. So they come on Friday to that mission, they're stuck there for Shabbos. Right? And those guys, they finish their mission on Shabbos, but they can't leave because it's Yom Tov. Right? So therefore, Tiknu Rabbanan Milta. Rabbanan made these whole things. Why? Kihechi de Nechlu Bahade Adade. So they could all basically eat together. Right, and they could share. Now this is not the korbanot. Eh? We talk about lechem apanim avia. They never got any parts of the korbanot. They just got lechem apanim. Okay, the Mishnah Gemara says chal yom echad. Right, so there chal yom. It was a day in between. Right, like a day between the Yom Tov and Shabbos. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says now, "Vahani tarti mav." So, what do we say in the Mishnah? We said there that then, if there was a day in between, so then the guys who stuck around or who came early would only get two chalas, and all the other guy and the guys whose mishmar it was would get 10 chalas. So the Gemara says, "Vahani tarte my avidatayu." Now, I think the only way you can explain this, "my avidatayu," is like saying, "What's the deal? Like, what are these two chalas all about?" Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda says that the guys coming in, they take 7. So why do they take 7? Why do they get an extra 2? So I'm Rabbi Yitzchak B'Shchak Rad Latot. Okay, now everything makes sense. Right? Because the guys who arrived there this morning, so they're going to have to work today as well. They're going to do work. You guys have already done the whole work, so and then you're going home. I'm going to finish off the job for you. Because you opened the door this morning, you should be closing the doors tonight, but you got to go. And I'm going to work and close the doors tonight. Rashi says, Mishma Shenichnas, Negiva Natur Arvit, Shepatachot Mishma Yotze. Okay. So the Gemara says, I don't understand. Venemele Dal Bedal. Why don't we just say, look at Rashi, Venemele Yotze Le Nichnas, the outgoing guys to the incoming guys, say to them, Dal Bedal. What do you mean, Salve? Rashi says, Haser Chok Zemika Mishvil Shiashu Etznecha. Don't do this, because look, you're going to now take away from me now. Next week you're gonna lose 2. Remember we said it comes out in the wash, right? So I don't understand. Not like you. Why did you rather look at Rashi? You told Shabbat Abba Mishmar Nichnas Shabbat Vata Tolata B'Shave Kadesh Togamata Shabbat Abba Shave. Let's do it equal. Come on, guys. Let's each take 6. Just like I'm gonna get my 6 today, you'll get your 6 next week. You're not gonna lose. Right? So it's a question like this. It's a nice Gemara. This I'm a Rav Yehuda. Amar Abaye says no. Botzina tave mikara. Botzina are unripe pumpkins, and a kara is a nice big ripe pumpkin. He says unripe pumpkins are better than pumpkins. Look at Rashi, how he explains it. He says, mashal hedjotu. It's a common an expression, says Rashi, an idiom. You guys said to me, "You know what? I'm going to give you this little pumpkin while it's still attached on the ground. If you want to take it now, take it, it's yours. Or you can leave it here in my farmland, or the cases, and watch it. When it gets bigger, come and take it." So tov lo litla miyad. It's better for the guy to take it right now. Right? Because you know the guy might change his mind. The moment he's giving you a gift, he says, yeah, you want to come take it, take it. Or you can leave it here and I'll look after it for you. It gets bigger. A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. Right. So he says, exactly. Or maybe not. The guy might change his mind. So Achanami got Mishmarot. So too said with Mishmarot. You are giving to you now. Don't wait till next week. You don't know what else will happen next week. You know, God forbid, you might be dead next week. Who knows? Or some biryonei korakoani might come this week and say, no, we're reinstating the old rule. Now you lost out last week and you're losing out this week. You know, or whatever. That's why he says, no, they take it this week. Amar Yehuda, umusafin chokin. So now we saw over there, umusafin chokin. Right, we see that the mishmar that's going out, the mishmar coming in. So I would never saw this, not a mishmar. Sorry, Amar Yehuda, umusafin chokin. And on the musafin as well, they mitchalek. Rashi says, yeah? Ki hechi de palgeb lechem apanim. Just like they split the lechem apanim, right? Mishlo lichla veyotze, palgeb orot amusafin shel kol Shabbat. So too they split all the leathers from the korbanei musafin of all the Shabbases. That's what Rav Yehuda says. So what it says, meiti vei, we got a bright over here, mishmara hayotzeit, the outgoing mishmar, or se tamid shel shachar, they do the tamid shel shachar, the korban tamid, umusafin, and the musaf, and mishmar nichneset, and the inkal mishmar also tamid shel ben arba'im bezikin, and they take do the bezikin of the lechem apanim, right? Veilu musafin chokin lo ketanim. We never read about the musafin. So where does Rav Yehuda get the shram that they split the musafin as well? So look at his answer here, right? So the Gemara, so the answer of Rav Yehuda, or the Gemara of Rav Yehuda, hi Tana. You can't bring proof on this bright over here, which says the mishmar yotze nichnas. That's not discussing how they splitted. It's just telling you who did the avoda. We're not talking about the splitting. It's not on the radar at the moment of this brighter. Look at Rashi. I tell you, if you want to take to me now, says Rashi, meachar shamishmar yotze osei musafin. If the outgoing mishmar, they themselves do the musafin, why would they split with them? What involvement did the outgoing mishmar have, the incoming mishmar have in the musafin that should entitle them to a bit of the korban of the animals? He says, no, they were busy also turning over the meat because it's burning on the mizbeach, and they're busy turning it over. They are involved. They are doing something, right? When these guys start packing up and going, they carry on finishing off the avodah of the korbanot. And our Mishnah about Chalukka, I think we're speaking about it here, the Mishnah we spoke about Nun Hay. You know, we had there, the Mishnah Nun Hay said, Yom Kishu Shechag, Ayusham, 13 Parim, and etc., all different things. And we said how they split up the story of the seven Mishnah. Beshlosha, Prakim, Mishnah, Hayu, Koshvot, Shavot, Bechiluk, Lechem, Apanim, etc. Our Mishnah says, Rashi, they spoke about that. The Lord Tana Chalukka to Musafin, didn't speak about Musafin. Why? Why didn't they say it? Tikkun Beimar, Tanu Banitin, Ari Belechem Apanim Deregalim, Hu Ari Belechem Neshar Yomot Hashana. He was just speaking because we were speaking about Lechem Apanim on the regal. He got involved in also the Lechem Apanim for the rest of the year. V'agav Grare Ba'alma, right? Nasal Chalukah B'Shar Shabbatot. He just got involved in discussing the Chalukah of Lechem. He never actually mentioned Musafin. So there's no proof at all. Maybe they are splitting the Musafin. Maybe they aren't. Right? So that is what we would say. He would say, you can't bring me a bride. That bride is discussing Mishnah. So now the world's not happy with that. Now the kashia there. So Amar Rav Vahad Tani Rav Shmuel Demari, Bechaluk Musafin Cholkin Lo Ketani. He said, but how come in the Beit Midrash of Shmuel there was, we learned over there, brighter that said that Demari Bechaluk was discussing Dinim of Chalukah, and there Musafin Chalukin Cholkin Lo Ketani. They never mentioned there the Musafin. And how do we know that? The Tani Rav Shmuel Mishmar Yotzei there. In that brighter we said there, the Mishmar going out or said Tamid Shachar Musafin. Right? There were 2-4 according there. Shlai Mishmar Vizu, Shlai Mishmar Zo. The Chokin Lechem Panim, they split the bread. Vidur Musafin Chokin Loketani. And there they Dafka were discussing all the going ins and the going outs. And they added in Yom Chalukah and they never mentioned Musafin. So how do you get the Rabbi Yehuda that they split the Musafin as well? Where it says Tiyufta, Rabbi Yehuda Tiyufta. This is conclusion against Rabbi Yehuda that they didn't split the staff, and therefore there's no makor for splitting the musafin whatsoever. Now let's quickly, we can go, there's another, it's like a Tarabanan. Hanichnasin chokin betzafon. Well, this is a brighter said it, right? We've got a bright here as well. The Mishnah said it, that the nichnasin, why do they do it in the north? Kadei sheyiru shei nichnasin. So everyone can see that they are coming in. Vayotzin chokin bedrabim, and the guy's going out, split the lechem in the southern one. Why? Kadei sheyiru shei yotzin. Now that basically sounds very similar to our Mishnah, right? Didn't our Mishnah say? It just says, doesn't say why, right? So, but yeah, the bright explains why. So that's what Rashi adds on over here. Rashi says, "Kadesh yiru nichlasin time the matnitin kamefarish v'gemori." This is actually Gemara, it's not a right, and it's not a bright. It's the Gemara explaining the Mishnah. And even though it says Tana Rabbanan, according to Rashi, this is part of the Gemara, not the Mishnah. Part of the Mishnah is Bilgal olam choleket bedarum. So the Gemara said, the Mishnah said that Bilga was always in the south. Tarabanan Masa b'Miriam bat Bilga. It's like bright of here. Well, the story, Miriam bat Bilga is one of the daughters of Bilga. She emir data, she converted out of her faith. V'alchav v'neset l'sir diot techad m'malchayev. She married one of the officers of the Greeks. K'shnichlesu yivanim l'hecha. When the Greeks came into the Midrash, she ta'am v'aitit b'sandla. She was kicking his back with her sandal. V'amra, Lucus, Lucus. Rashi says, Lucus is a ze'ev, a wolf. Rashi says, yeah, the locust is a wolf. And wolves eat up the sheep in the Mizbeach, basically eating up all the korbanot that he was giving over there. And you aren't even helping them in their time of need. And the Gemara says, when the Chachamim heard this, kavu et tabata v'sakmu et charona. When they heard this healthy going on, that's when they fixed the ring, so they couldn't use the ring any longer, and they shut the door, or the window, where that part, whatever it was. Right, this is basically Bilga. This is the story of Bilga, because she came from Bilga. That's the first part of the story. V'yesh omrim, the Gemara carries on. Mishmarto shohed avot. Wasn't the case of the story here of Marta but Bilga. But it was a case where the actual mishmeret never came. Not everybody arrived. Rashi says, yeah, mishmarto shel Bilga shohed avot. K'shegia shabbat shela, when it was their week, lo ayu ba'im, they didn't all come. I'm adding they all didn't come. I think you'll see that's pshat. No one came. They didn't all come. It seemed that this mishmeret, the work wasn't so appealing, wasn't so exciting for them. That's why I said that they all, not that they, none of them came, but you see, because it said in the end, Yeshvav, Rashi says, yeah, Yeshvav, was said in mishmeret goes, Bilga, and then after Bilga comes Yeshvav. Because Yeshvav yotzei, Bilga nichnas. So sorry, Bilga's after Yeshvav. When Yeshvav goes, Bilga comes in. They saw the Yeshvav guys were there, that Bilga wasn't coming. They stayed back from their Mishmar. And they never went out. That's what they considered. So it seems like some of them might have arrived, but very few of them. And then the Yeshvav guys who were about to leave that Motzei Shabbos, they saw that for Shabbos, Bilga didn't come. And on there, the Chachamim were very upset, they never came. And then they punished them. So now the story is like this. Normally we say, yeah, who gets like a big schut over here? Yeshvav. And Yeshvav were the neighbors of who? Were the neighbors of Bilga. And normally, like Rashi, normally we say, see the Rashi, Oile Rasha, Oile Shcheino. So normally we say that Oile Rasha, so Bilga's a Rasha, then Oile Shcheino, Yeshvav wasn't the Rasha. And here we tell otherwise, say, normally, Avishesh Shcheino Hashim lo niskaru. He says, right, so normally they aren't the ones that get that are awarded. Shcheine Bilga Nisgru, they were awarded. Right, they were awarded. And the question says, how? Shil Bilga lolam choleket bedarom. Bilga always, no matter when they're coming or going, are always in the south. But Yeshvav, Echav, are always betzafon, always in the north. So it makes no difference that we said earlier on that with the Mishmar coming in, would get their lechem and their stuff they do in the northern side was a covered, and the guys going out would be on the south. Yeshvav would always be on the north, coming in and going out. Because remember, when Yeshvav goes out, Bilga comes in, and Bilga's always on the south, even when they're coming in, because Yeshvav are in the north. So it works out, the two of them alternate swap, basically. And that's the schar that Yeshvav gets from... They come after each other, and that's the Rashi. We understand what happened here when we said that the Mishmar Toshe Lavo. That's why we blame the whole Mishmar. Because, you know, the bulk of the Mishmar never came. And the Mishmar never came. because if we say the whole story, yes, because of one girl, Mishum Barte, considering Leila Dide, because of the daughter, we punish him. Rashi over here says Klomar Afilu Lavua Mi Have Leila Miknase. Why? What's the father going to do this? Amar Abaye says no. He says in we do punish the father. Why? Kedah Amar Inche says like people say there's a euphemism over here. Right, Gabshe Shuta the Yanuka Beshuka. When there's a Shuta the Yanuka Beshuka, in other words, Rashi says, Mashal Hedyotu, Masha Tinok without Bear Beshuk, when the kids talk in the marketplace, or the Avua, or the Ime, they either heard it from their mother, or they heard it from their father. Right, they don't make things up. Okay, perfect. Because of one family, the mother or father, you've punished the whole Mishmar. Amar Abaye, Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheinu. That's what we said over here. Oy l'Rasha, Oy l'Shcheinu. Woe unto the wicked and to their neighbors. So if the guys are bad, if these parents are bad, then the rest of the neighbors are all bad. And on the other hand, Tov l'Tzadik, Tov l'Shcheinu. When you have Tzadikim are good, their neighbors are also good. And I'll leave over these square brackets in the question if they're part of the Gemara or not. But we'll leave over this last line over here. For you guys to make your own siyum, shkoach, and mazal tov, and finish Masechet Sukkah.